tribute. So we got the crying gene on both sides of the family. Got the Muscatel and the Sadist crying gene. So I enlisted my favorite brother-in-law Jay to yesterday to or a couple days ago to say these words. But I'm going to give it a go, and if I fail, I'm going to pass it over to the man. So I'm not prepared, but I decided, to take a little different tack when kind of approaching this. A few years ago, on the occasion of my mom's birthday, on
the line with you. You could ramp up the decibels pretty good when I got on the bad side of you
And I learned to either be really good at hiding my indiscretions, or better yet, keeping it under control so as not to make you mad. One of the enduring qualities I learned from you was to give love and focus on making other people feel good. I watched how unselfishly you and Dad would be when going to visit a friend in the hospital, or comforting a friend and family who were in mourning. You were a champion in attending to your mother when she was at the Klein John home in her later years and became a vital volunteer in that incredible facility. Mom, you always made me feel special. You helped me believe that I could do anything. You helped me believe I could do anything I set my sights on. I sensed your pride in me, and I guess subconsciously, making you proud of me has been a huge motivating factor in most of my life decisions. I would not be the man I am without you showing me the way, both in your example as well as in your words. God only knows how many more years we will have to celebrate occasions together, and I want you to know that I've always been proud that you are my mom, and I will always love you dearly. I'm sad that you've had so many physical struggles the last few years, but admire how tough you are to deal with it and how you keep moving forward. I pray that the years to come will see you in good health, and that may you enjoy many happy occasions. I wish you your best year ever. Love, Albie. Love you, Mom.
By now, I'm absolutely certain that Fran's love of the spotlight and being fussed over, I'd be getting the hook. So I'll be real brief. I just wanted to share several things that I've learned from Fran that have been very important to me and will take forward in the future. First, lead by example. You have to walk the walk. Second, be compassionate, but also tell it like it is. First part of that, I'm still working on a little bit. Always build community of friends and family, because really, at the end, that's all that matters. And fourth, and most importantly, never argue that you've eaten enough. In 30 years, I never won that argument. You'd think after about 25, you don't need to eat so much. But Fran, Mom, and Oni, you will always be with us. You will be missed always, but never forgotten, and your indelible mark will live on in all of us. Thank you.